With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. A state judge has ordered the town of Browning to turn over most of its assets to the Blackfeet tribe to settle lawsuits between the two governments. The settlement agreement approved by District Judge James Reynolds last month is part of Browning's efforts to disincorporate as a town. Glacier County and the tribe will take over municipal services for Browning residents, including water, sewage, and garbage services and fire protection. The settlement calls for the town to hand over to the tribe all water and sewer infrastructure, water rights, and other assets. The town of Browning announced in December 2015 that it was on the verge of bankruptcy. At the time, the city council blamed the Blackfeet Tribal Business Council. Tribal officials have said the town is responsible for its financial troubles. A Montana climate study found the state's average temperature continues to increase, winter snowpack is decreasing, and the fire and growing seasons are lasting longer, while drought conditions are expected to increase in frequency and duration. The Montana Climate Assessment was carried out by the Institute on Ecosystems, which is part of the Montana University System. The assessment suggests Montana may need to start storing more water, and farmers and ranchers may need to switch to crops that do better in the drought conditions. The two-year study looked at past climate data and the impact on the state's water, forests, and agriculture. MSU professor Kathy Whitlock said yesterday the assessment is meant to help Montanans plan and make better decisions. The authors plan to travel the state over the next year to discuss the findings.
With Montana News, I'm Matt Blois. Montana officials will ask those who receive a permit to float the Smith River to help record algae blooms on the water next year. The Independent Record reported today that the State Department of Environmental Quality and the Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Department are launching a project to collect data that's difficult for researchers to obtain from the remote river. Recipients of the roughly 1,500 peak season permits that are granted will be sent instructions to download an app where they can upload photos of the blooms. While algae is natural to the river, it can have negative effects on the water quality and wildlife. Officials from the agencies hope the data will help them better understand the algae's scope. Governor Steve Bullock announced two new grants today that will help businesses and communities that suffered losses during fire season. One grant will help tourist destinations create a marketing campaign to lure visitors back, and another will help businesses that lost inventory or customers because of fire. The grants are part of a new website that lists grants, loans, and trainings available to businesses that suffered direct losses from the fire, such as burned structures, and indirect losses, such as a drop in customers. Director of the Montana Department of Commerce, Pam Huxby Cody, says it will be a one-stop shop for companies seeking state aid.
So we want to make sure that the businesses that are in those regions have the opportunity to get back up on their feet. It's important to the entire region and to the entire state's economy, right?
The new grants will award successful applicants up to $5,000. They won't cost the state any additional money because the Department of Commerce already moved $125,000 from existing grants to fund the new ones. Businesses that want to apply for aid can find the list of resources at businessrecovery.mt.gov.
With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. The Montana Climate reported today that lecturers at the University of Montana will keep their jobs through this school year. In August, the university sent a letter to all lecturers informing them that they wouldn't have a job after the fall semester. In response, the faculty union filed a grievance against the university, claiming the action violated the lecturers' contracts. The faculty union and the university administration reached an agreement today. University of Montana President Sheila Stearns announced at a faculty senate meeting today that lecturers' contracts would be renewed for spring semester at the same salary. She told the Montana Kaiman that the university had still not figured out how to pay the lecturers' salaries.
With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. Proposed budget cuts could make the overcrowding at Montana's jails and prisons worse. Groups supporting local law enforcement warned lawmakers of potential consequences of the coming cuts during the Law and Justice Interim Committee this afternoon. Corinne Cates Carney reports.
The Department of Corrections is facing one of the largest cuts to state agencies because of Montana's revenue shortfall. 10% budget cuts submitted to the governor earlier this month outlined a $40 million funding reduction to the agency. Nanette Gilbertson with the Montana Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association says many of those cuts will impact local jails.
This is not creating a new problem. It is exacerbating an existing problem. Overcrowding in jails has been something that sheriffs have been working on and trying to find a solution to for 4 or 5 years.
During the last legislative session, lawmakers passed a package of bills aimed at reforming the state's criminal justice system and lowering Montana's incarceration rate. Lawmakers were told Thursday that the pending cuts could make it hard for law enforcement and correction officers to work within and comply with those new laws. Early next week, lawmakers will make recommendations to Governor Steve Bullock about proposed reductions to the state's budget. The governor will begin an agency-by-agency review of the proposed cuts shortly after. I'm Corin Cates Carney.
Glacier National Park is preparing for the fall and winter. The Sprague Fire within the park prompted the early closure of the Lake McDonald Lodge and Village Inn, and now all other hotels operated by Glacier National Park lodges inside the park are closed for the season. The park shuttle service, which is currently only operating on the east side of the park due to fire, will end this Sunday. The Logan Pass Visitor Center will close on October 1st, the St. Mary Visitor Center will close on October 9th, and the Apgar Visitor Center will move to weekend hours on October 10th. The Going to the Sun Road currently has several closures due to fire activity and construction, but if weather conditions allow, road access to Logan Pass will continue through the St. Mary entrance until October 16th. I'm Maxine Spire with Montana Public Radio.